Over the past 12 months, we've heard from teachers about leading classes on Zoom and the effects of remote learning on students. A lot has changed this school year, but will any of it stick? We're going to take a look now at how students and educators have adapted. And for more, I'm joined now by Jer View. He's a guidance counselor at Roseville Area High School in Roseville, Minnesota. Jer, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you, and I want to take us back to a year ago when schools were shutting down, students were beginning to learn at home. Can you fill us in on what was happening at Roseville Area High School, and then how are things now?
I think the initial stages was more of a crisis learning rather than distance learning or e-learning of any magnitude. For the traditional model of in-classroom had shifted to online distance, and many people, including educators and parents and students, struggled with that format, for it was never delivered in that capacity ever before.
So it sounds like things are maybe getting a little bit better, but crisis learning is really quite a phrase that suggests, as you might expect, some loss of instruction. And we have data from the McKinsey Research Group that documents this. It shows that out of the classroom learning has led to losses in subjects like math and others. I'm wondering what you are seeing on the ground as far as the pandemic's impact on the students you work with and also their attitudes about this new blended learning environment that we're in.
Everything holds true. There's a lot of loss in education, but at the forefront as a guidance counselor, we also see an uptick in social and emotional concerns. You know, schools have fundamentally been about relationships, and when you take that element out and there's not that component in there anymore, you know, the rise of mental health challenges, the rise of overall well-being takes a toll. And so we've seen just a surge of mental health concerns. Depression has been on the rise and so forth.
I know, Jer, that the Roseville Area School serves both urban and suburban students. It's a pretty diverse school district. I understand about 60% students of color. So what are you focused on now in terms of preparing students for their classes, not only in the coming months, but also in the years ahead? And what are some of the changes that you've been able to implement to help students make their adjustments?
I think that distance learning and remote learning is going to have to stick to a certain degree, simply because it has been a good supplement for some students. We want to be able to try to incorporate that, hopefully with possible fundings from local and government to provide that alternative. The other big component is innovation. You know, innovation seems to have moved from the margins to the center, and teacher has become more creative with designing curriculum to support students in their changing environments or their needs. So I'm hopeful that we can kind of bring forth all the creativity and meet the students where they are, as well as provide the opportunities for them to be the lifelong learners and productive citizens of tomorrow.
You know, I thought you made a really good point a moment ago about how some students have really actually thrived in this remote learning environment. Others have struggled, to be sure, but I think what it underscores is that the sort of traditional one-size-fits-all style of education maybe needs to be rethought. You've sort of had to rethink it by necessity in the past year, but I'm wondering whether you think this is a turning point, a moment to take a more tailored approach to instruction for students going forward.
I'm hopeful that, you know, the pandemic would be the golden opportunity for us to pivot towards a possible reform and create curriculum that is more student-friendly and more flexible. You know, the traditional model has been catered towards a four-year type of setting whereby it limits many of the students who are more hands-on and practical. So hopefully through creativity and innovation, we can find out more about pedagogy and how we can adapt that to meet the needs of our students with respect to their situation and experiences.
You're a guidance counselor, so you are used to answering students' questions. So I want to throw a couple at you. We put out a call to hear from some high school seniors who are preparing for college, thinking about what they're going to do in their next chapter. And we heard back from several of them. So let's take a listen to somebody who's got a question about maybe deferring college acceptance for a gap year.
My name is Zoe Costanza. I'm 18, and I'm from Syracuse, New York. I've been waitlisted at 4 selective colleges. Do I even have a chance of getting in off of a waitlist this year? Do you have any advice for deciding between taking a gap year and attending college next year?
So, Jer, I imagine this is a somewhat common question that you get. What's your guidance for Zoe?
Absolutely. Stay positive and don't give up hope, for you do still have a chance. Don't let that indecision hold you back or consume you, and start thinking of alternatives too.
So Zoe's question was very forward-looking, but I think we should acknowledge, too, that in the moment, this has been a really difficult year for high school students. They've lost out on a lot of the experiences that the rest of us got to enjoy during that period of life. And I want to hear from a student who speaks to that.
My name is Katie Russell. I'm 18 years old, and I'm a senior at Dripping Springs High School from Dripping Springs, Texas. Like many things in the world, my senior experience has been less than what I dreamed. Everything that you look forward to as a senior is canceled. Every pep rally, dance, event, you name it. I, like anyone else, want the experiences that everyone dreams of as a senior.
That's got to be a tough one, Jer. I mean, you can't give these things back to students like Katie. So what do you tell them?
And it's tough because everyone's in the same boat. I often tell students, you know, don't think of what you've missed out, but think of the skills that you have learned. In distance learning, you have learned various skills to move you forward to the collegial world. Skills such as self-awareness, curiosity, as well as self-advocacy skills. So although this chapter has been somewhat dark, look at what you've obtained and move forward with positivity.
You're making me hopeful that maybe this generation of students, although they may have lost out on some experiences and in some cases missed some instruction, that perhaps they're also an unusually resilient generation of students. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Students are resilient in general, and they can adapt to the ever-changing climate that we throw at them or whatnot. Sometimes we don't credit them as much as we ought to, but they are forward thinkers and they are pure optimistic individuals.
That's Jer View. He's a guidance counselor at Roseville Area High School in Roseville, Minnesota. Jer, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us and to answer students' questions.
Thank you. And as a school counselor, I have to put in my plug. Go Raiders!